It's good to be a Pats fan. What's up, everybody?
Welcome in week lucky number 13. We have a huge show for you, and it all starts now.
The Pats took down Denver with an epic win over Peyton Manning and the Broncos. Now the team heads west to take on the Texans. But first, for defensive back Justin Green, going to work every day with Tom Brady ain't no thing when you've got royal family.
Queen Latifah is my cousin, if you guys know who that is.
Queen Latifah is your cousin?
Yeah, Queen Latifah is my cousin, yeah.
And Ryan Allen may strap on his cleats every day, but that wasn't always his shoe of choice.
You know what? Wearing my mom's heels when I was younger, I actually did once or twice.
Plus, get your brains in gear. Professor Fritz is back in the lab and brainier than ever.
Talk about blowing my mind.
Sound the foghorn. Totally Patriots is about to start.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. Justin Green is in his first season with the NFL and last Sunday made his way to the 53-man active roster for the very first time. Romeo's over in the hall with the rookie. Let's check in with him now.
Thank you, Shauna. Good morning. Welcome into the hall here at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon. We love bringing in the players, get to know them one-on-one. It's the best way. We're here with some students from Bridgewater Raynham High in the house here to help me welcome defensive back Justin Green, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We got some students. We got some aspiring football players in the house, so they're excited to meet you.
All right.
So welcome.
Glad to be here.
Talk about making the transition from defense to offense, or vice versa, rather, offense to defense. Was that hard for you?
It was a little bit difficult for me. Playing running back, you know, my entire life since I was six, and then switching over to defense, you know, it was rather different. But you know, over time, you know, as I practiced more and you know, got different coaching, I got used to the position, and you know, it's kind of working out for me now.
Do you have a preference? What side of the ball would you rather be on?
I think after playing defense, you know, these last four or five years. I think I do like playing on defense, and you know, I'm happy where I'm at right now.
What kind of advice do you have for the students who are here today who want to be one day in the hot seat where you are?
I just think that you know, you gotta always have your faith throughout this process because coming out of high school, you know, I was a top player in everything, but I had got an injury 1 year that kind of set me back, and I couldn't play my sophomore year, and I didn't think I'd ever get to play again. But I kept my faith. I kept on working hard, and it ended up working out for me.
After a story like that, it has to make making it pro and getting in the NFL that much sweeter.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, when you have those kind of hurdles and challenges along the way, when you finally get that call, you must be like...
Definitely. Yeah, I was definitely amped.
Fun fact about you that they might not know? Hit me with something. Maybe a hidden talent or...
I don't really have too many hidden talents, but Queen Latifah is my cousin, if you guys know who that is.
Queen Latifah is your cousin?
Yeah, Queen Latifah is my cousin, yeah.
Queen Latifah's coming, everybody. All right. Justin Green is our special guest. Give it up for him. Make some noise. We're going to turn it over and let you guys ask him some questions coming up.
Football is a sport of the body and the mind. Let's check in with our brainy Professor Fritz to see just how mental football really is.
How They Do That is brought to you by the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon's education program, dedicated to promoting STEM education.
Plus 5 is 8, 8 is 4, and that's split chicken pot pie. Hercules 6 minus 3 is 3 hike. That's when the action starts. And if you're a lineman, the faster you get off the line into the action, the more advantage you give your team. Yeah, that's right, my friends. Today we're talking about the nervous system. The nervous system starts with the brain. All you really are is right there inside your cranium. Your hard skull, a little less than a pound of gray matter, a bundle of billions of interconnected nerve cells called neurons.
All of your organs, muscles, and sensory receptors are connected to the brain by other nerve cells, the electrical wiring of the body. The brain sends and receives very rapid signals to those locations constantly to get information and give instructions. Football is a sport of the body and mind. Think about our linemen. The first thing he needs to be able to do on the field is think. We call that cognition. And it's done in a part of the brain called the cerebrum. He's got to memorize a book full of plays and the signals that Tom Brady uses to call them and make changes to them on the fly. When the football is snapped, our lineman has to react with lightning speed. That kind of reaction is done without thinking. It's pure reflex. But what does that mean? How fast can a person react? When the brain sends a signal to, say, the muscles of the legs, that signal is a bit like the electric current running through the wires of your TV set, an electric impulse. That impulse can travel as fast as about 100 meters per second. Woo! Which means it can travel from the brain to the legs in about 1/100th of a second. That's fast. Once the leg muscles receive that impulse, it will take them a little more time to actually get moving. But the whole thing can happen in less than 0.2 seconds. Typically, a human can react to a sound or sight in between 0.150 and 0.300 seconds. Woohoo! That is fast! Talk about blowing my mind! A special part of the brain called the cerebellum, which lies at the base of the cerebrum, at the bottom of the brain, is responsible for most of the fine control we exert over our muscles, and for the way we balance our bodies. Exercises like ballet and yoga have been used by football players to train the cerebellum to improve balance. The more balanced a player can be at all times, the less chance he gets pushed to the ground where he's no good to the team. Most of the nerves leading from the brain to various parts of the body travel down the spinal cord. Just a big bundle of nerve fibers located inside the protective but flexible spinal column. Because football is a tough contact sport, players need to take care of that spine by padding it and the shoulders and neck with shock-absorbing materials and by exercising the core muscles that support it. As you can see, football is a real mental workout. But who knew one of the most important organs for a player isn't a muscle and weighs only about 3 pounds? It's a little brain. During a football game, it's not a good time to have a... Ooh, a brain fart. I just had one. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that. Gotta go.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, hunting isn't Ryan Allen's only talent.
I can flip my eyelids over in half, but doesn't really do any good, does it?
And Dane Fletcher jazzes it up as the Movember stash stories continue. Stay with us. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare, helping people live healthier lives.
Hey, Pats fans, it's time to get away from the computer, put the video games down, and start getting totally fit. With that being said, let's get going. Today's exercise is single leg box jumps. And what we want to do is you want to choose a height of a box where my thigh is parallel to the floor. I want to make sure I get triple extension through the ankle, the knee, and the hip. I want to interlock the fingers, put them on top of the head. I want to extend through, land soft on both legs. I can reset, put the ball of my foot on the box. I jump, extend through. Land real soft, just make sure that you do it safely and make sure you clear the box.
All right, thanks, Harold, and welcome back to Totally Patriots. We are here in the hall at Patriot Place with some students from Bridgewater Raynham in the hot seat. Defensive back Justin Green. You guys have some questions? Go ahead, stand up.
What college did you attend?
U of I, Illinois.
And what did you study when you were there now?
Sport management.
So is that coming in handy these days? Do you find, like, are you calling your agent being, like, trying to get a quick one on me or something?
I'm actually going away from my major, and I'm trying to go into teaching now. Well, I mean, once my career is over. So, yeah.
What ideally would you like to teach?
I'm thinking about special ed right now, special education. Yeah.
Well, when did you start playing football?
I think I might have been six, so I think around the first grade or so. Started off in flag football.
Do you turn to a lot of the members on the team for advice now, people who are on the roster?
Oh, yeah, all the time, all the time. I ask all the other corners on the team, you know, about their journey and what all they went through, and it's definitely helped me out.
Growing up watching Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, who were some of your favorite players that you looked up to?
Well, when I was younger, I used to like Terrell Davis. Back when they were winning all those Super Bowls, I used to like watching him. And then I used to like watching Randy Moss too.
It's hard not to.
Yeah, right.
Who's the funniest guy on the team?
Funniest guy on the team? Well, we have a lot of them. Probably either Aqib Talib or Marquise Cole. Marquise Cole, yeah.
Sometimes the players, they tell us about, like, pranks, things that go on, like, either in the locker room or just jokes people play on each other. Have you been a victim of any of them yet, or have you seen any?
Pranks?
Yeah.
We actually had rookie haircut day where all the rookies, you know, had to get all these crazy designs in our hair, and I think I had, like, a swirl or something in my head.
And next year you'll do it to the rookies too?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Got to keep it going.
Did you play any other sports in high school?
Yeah, I ran track. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was I was state champion in the 100, 200, and the 400 meters coming out.
Having other family members in the NFL, dad, brother, what kind of inspiration did that give you? Were you always looking up to him?
Oh, yeah, always. My brother, you know, he always made sure, you know, I had all the cleats, you know, everything I needed, you know, to make things happen. And then my dad, you know, he was always there to give me insight, you know, tell me and always give me positive feedback when I needed it and what I needed to work on. So that definitely helped.
If you could play any other sport, what would you play?
I probably would go back to running track. I used to love running track. Yeah, I'm too heavy for it now, but if I could choose, I'd definitely run track.
What was your fastest mile?
Oh, no, I didn't do the math. I was just always sprints.
Sprints.
Yeah, sprints. Short distance. I didn't run that far.
What do you think you could get on a mile now?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
You break seven?
Hope so. I don't know.
We want to thank Justin Green, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank the students of Bridgewater Arena in the house. Thank you so much for your time. Yes, sir.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Subway. Embrace your bold side with the new Subway Sriracha Chicken Melt. Our boldest flavor yet. Subway, be bold, eat fresh. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Man, the wind was howling out here on the field at Gillette Stadium last week, tilting the ball all over the place, or trying to at least. Ryan Allen still managed to punt the ball with ease. Now it's time for him to let loose and get tilted.
Tilted is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide.
Tried playing fantasy football about 2 years ago, and it was an epic failure. I was terrible at team management and didn't have a clue on how to pick guys up or bench them or anything, and I was last in the league, so I'm not doing that again. My iPhone could be able to listen and tap into other friends and family's iPhones or just the general public to just see whatever everybody else is talking about and stuff, I think that'd be pretty sweet. Nosy? No, I'm not nosy at all. You know what? A man crush. What? That's kind of tough. No. I'd probably choose Vince Vaughn. He's just, he's too funny. His whole humor and the way he carries himself in all of his films and stuff is just, it's priceless. You guys, I have an extreme phobia of needles and snakes. Those are the two things I'm afraid of most in life. Whenever I go to the doctor and I have to get a shot, I end up getting in a cold sweat, and I almost, like, pass out every single time. Hidden talents. Can flip my eyelids over in half, but doesn't really do any good, does it? But I feel like a lot of people can do that. That's not a very big talent. Nor is it one that will ever benefit anything in life. But, you know what? Wearing my mom's heels when I was younger, I actually did once or twice. I just was so intrigued by the fact that women wear shoes like that, and I tried to walk in them one time, and I took like two steps, and I was like, all right, this is crazy. I was a strange kid back then. What?
The Pats are headed down south this weekend to take on the Texans. But before we get rowdy in the wild, wild west, let's see what our fans know about Houston.
Totally Facts is brought to you by iRobot.
Down here at the Bass Pro Shop at Patriot Place, where it is freezing today. I know one thing's for sure, it's probably a lot warmer in Houston. Let's find out what our fans know about Houston.
What was the original name of the Houston's pro football team?
Oilers.
That's right. Do you know when did they change?
2001.
Close, 2002. So they're the youngest team in the NFL. Just a fact, did you know that Houston is the largest city in Texas, fourth largest in the U.S. actually? Mm-hmm. Did you know?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you?
I didn't.
Do you know anybody from Houston?
No, I don't.
Do you happen to be named Houston?
Yes.
Wait, your last name is Houston?
Yes.
That's so weird. Did you know that all the Houston sports teams, except for the Texans, are actually named after features in space? Can you name any others?
No.
The Arrows? The Comets.
Astros, okay.
Freak! You have the right to remain confused. Totally lame laws.
It's illegal to sell Limburger cheese on a Sunday there.
Because of the smell, the scent, yeah? Okay. The odor.
You're good. It's illegal to milk another person's cow.
I'm fine with that. If you can find a cow within the city limits.
Did you know that the first word said on the moon was Houston? I feel like I'm on the moon on one of those, like, lunar rover things, although I don't know really what the heck I'm on here. Here's a common misconception. In the 1993 movie Apollo 13, Tom Hanks said, "Houston, we have a problem." In real life, it was, "Houston, we had a problem." One thing's for sure, Houston, you're about to have a problem. The Patriots, we're coming for you. If I can get this thing to go. Anybody?
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots, and by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Happy National Moose Day.
It's not moose, like the big dumb animal, like you. It's moose, like the sweet French treat, like me. I suppose I deserve that. Too much.
Romeo, a great game last Sunday night. You know, if you're a Pats fan, you just have to have faith. That first half, it wasn't looking so good, but I mean, if you turned off the TV or if you left the stadium, no matter how cold it was, you missed an awesome end of a game.
Big mistake, no matter how cold it was, and it was 22 degrees here at the stadium, by the way. Coldest regular season ever at Gillette.
Oh, wow.
And we still did it, but you're absolutely right. You got to wonder what Belichick and the coaching staff says to these guys during halftime.
It is such a testament to how great the coaching is that they just turn the game around like that.
That's
right. It's great to watch.
And the head-to-head, the face-off, the Manning-Brady face-off, the record so far, by the way, FYI, Brady 10, Manning
4.
Woo-wee, we love it.
I think we know who's better in this matchup, obviously.
We'll take it. We'll take it. So this week, on to Houston. Not such a great record for these guys.
No, they're 2-9. So hopefully, I mean, fingers crossed, it'll be smooth sailing.
This is a greaser. We got a greaser, as we say here in Boston. We got this. Smooth sailing, hopefully right on out to the very end.
Right.
Fingers crossed. Don't jinx it. We'll leave you with some highlights from our TP MVP this week. It goes to Julian Edelman. Enjoy and have a great rest of your weekend.
We'll see you next week.
Throwing for Edelman, back corner of the end zone, tumbling with a touchdown for the Patriots as he makes the catch, falling to the backside. Steps into a throw, down the left side for Edelman, makes the grab at the 60, to the outside of the 10, Julian jumped out of bounds. It'll be first and goal to go. Patriots trailing by three, sets up with a throw to the right side, catch made by Edelman, turns for the end zone, and he runs it past the five, he dives to the end zone, touchdown, and the lead for the Patriots. Starts to his right, cuts back to his left. No opening there. Now Julian with a stutter step, tries to circle the left, and he's got a lane. Down the far side, 45-50. Edelman scrambles out of bounds at the Patriots sideline.